Hey, you pressed play. Awesome. It's LaShonda Henry here, creator of Sister Sense, and you're listening to my series, Get Unstuck So Your Success Can Stick. Really, I want to share some recommendations as far as how you can avoid those success blockers, the things that either mentally, internally, externally, physically, whatever, are holding you back so you can move forward to build your best business, life, and self. Okay? So today, the big question is this: what do you do when you don't know where to start? I get that all the time. I'll have clients come, women entrepreneurs, they'll schedule a clarity call with me and say, LaShonda, oh my God, I've got all of these different ideas that I want to work on. And I've got this analysis paralysis situation. I've overanalyzed just about everything. And I still have no clue, no clue where to start. What do I do? I need your help. Please, please help me. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. We're going to do a virtual clarity session to kind of provide you with some recommendations. What do you do when you don't know where to start? Okay. So first thing is this: there are a couple of good goods out there, and we want to be able to swipe away at the good goods that are really good versus the other ones. Okay. So what am I talking about? You've got all these things that you say you want to do, or maybe you've kind of put your foot in it just a little bit and started. Some of these things sound good. Okay, they sound good. Either they look really good. They have this kind of like, you will get to a certain status appeal so that you'll be like, oh my God, you can show all the people how awesome you look with this particular thing. They sound good because either they say, okay, you can generate a certain amount of money very quickly. They sound good because it's like the new thing and you want to be on top of the new thing. It's the trending thing. Sounds good, but is it really good? I don't know. Okay. I don't know. The feel goods. Okay. You go, oh my goodness, I could do this all day, every day. And I don't even care about anything else. Does it need to be profitable? I don't really know. I don't know if it's ever going to be profitable, but it feels really good. This is what I want to focus on. Okay. And then you have the real goods, the things that you really ultimately should be doing. Sometimes it's not the stuff that feels good, nor the stuff that sounds good, but it's real good because at the end of the day, if you're trying to build a business, if you're trying to be a successful entrepreneur, you have to be able to do those things that need to happen. Okay. So when I talk about the real good, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions and I want you to really be honest about this. When you think about your vision, when you think about your business, when you think about what you've accomplished, have you gotten the fundamentals done yet? Fundamentals meaning you've got pages, you've got a website that clearly defines who you are and what you do. You have products, you have actual material that you can sell, and you're not still in the, well, let me think about it, let me analyze it, let me launch or potentially launch or outline a launch, but you actually have stuff to sell. So you've got pages, you've got products, and last but not least, people who actually are looking at your pages, who are looking at your products, and through the perfect trifecta of products, pages, and people, you are in a space where you are generating profit. Again, you are in a space where you are generating profit. If your website isn't working for you, if your products aren't quite completed yet, there is your starting point. You've got to make sure that the fundamentals are together, the real good before the feel good, okay? So if you say, okay, well, I've got products and I've got pages, well, then do you have people? Are you driving traffic? Are you using the right marketing strategies to build your list? Do you have a list? Do you have opt-in offers? Some of this stuff, the systems with respect to creating business, honestly, real talk, the systems are not sexy. The day-to-day of responding to emails and really going from the vision of what you want to the reality of having it completed, sometimes that stuff is not sexy. But in order for you to really feel good about what you're doing, you have to do the real good, the fundamental things that need to be completed, okay? So I want you to write this down. NextStep.SisterSense.com. NextStep.SisterSense.com. I fundamentally believe that there are about four different types of entrepreneurs, whether you are in the newpreneur phase, the growpreneur phase, the propreneur phase. I've got all of these different types of preneurs. But essentially, whether you're in a phase where you're starting up, trying to start up, trying to jumpstart, trying to restart, trying to take things to the next level, kind of an entrepreneur, over at nextstep.sistersense.com, I have recommendations for you based on where you are right now versus where you want to be. So if you're struggling with this idea of, you know, what do I do next? I can certainly help you with that as part of the series, nextstep.sistersense.com. And then also, write this one down, 28days.sistersense.com, 28 days. Now, 28 days is actually a Grow Your Business Challenge. And so if you're in a place where you go, I know I need to do stuff, I just don't know what I need to do, every day for 28 days, I provide you with strategic, intentional action steps so that you can create plan-to-profit projects. So you can learn how to please people, how to promote yourself, how to price your products, and consistently work towards tapping into your profit potential, okay? So I do have these external, or I should say these other resources available to kind of help point you in the right direction. But the first space that you need to be in is your headspace. Just kind of real talk, acknowledging whether or not you've completed your pages yet for your website, you have your products done, and you're getting people to see both the pages and the products. Okay. Now, there is this awesome quote that I absolutely love, and I want you to write this one down, take it to heart. You are confused, not because you don't know what to do, but because you won't do what you know. Okay? I love that quote. I'm going to say it again. You are confused not because you don't know what to do, but because you won't do what you know. Now, this may or may not relate to you, but I can tell you this. In my journey as an entrepreneur, just me personally, but then also working with other women, sometimes we're confused not because we don't know what to do, but we know good and well that there's something we need to focus on. We just don't want to focus on it because it doesn't sound good or feel good. And you're trying to find another way to kind of ease into it, squeeze into it, maybe pay somebody else to do it. But at the end of the day, that's where you need to start. So don't resist what you know is your next natural step, okay? Because if you're going to sit there and spin your wheels, you're never going to be in a position where you're getting unstuck so that your success can stick and that you can move forward, okay? I think it was a Denzel, I think, was it Training Day? I don't know. I think this was a Denzel quote from somewhere, but it was like, you know what? In order to do what you want to do, sometimes you have to do what you have to do. You got to do what you have to do so you can do what you want to do. And this is one of those instances where you feel like you're stuck. A part of that process is you acknowledging there's a difference between the things that sound good and feel good from the things that are real good for you. So perfect example of this, as you know, I'm a web designer and I've got websites up the wazoo, like websites are chips for me, right? I can't help it. But there was a point where I was working on Sister Sense and I was working on BBWO and I was like, you know what? I really just want to teach. I really want this membership website. I want this community to be my primary business. But real talk, it wasn't sufficient. It wasn't enough for me to sustain my business and my family. And while I didn't necessarily want to focus on websites at the time, and I was just only taking on a few clients, I had to stop focusing as much energy on the BBWO, as much energy on the feel good of the teaching, so that I could position myself to bring in more revenue through the web design services. Now, what's funny, you know, fast forward, you know, I think maybe 2-3 years later, at this point, I've gotten so much more web work that now I'm pausing on the web design so I can go back and focus on what I love, because I've generated quite a good amount of revenue from that. For me, the real good was being able to get to a point where I was making consistently $3,000 a month to $5,000 to $7,000. Now I'm working towards a steady $15,000 to $20,000 a month. And God knows what happens when I'll get to that point, right? I'll be on cloud nine. But at the end of the day, I knew that I needed to focus on the web design because that's where the bulk of my money was coming from. So while it felt much better to work on just kind of teaching and the membership website, I had to build the community over time. And while I was building up my community and credibility, I could bring in a consistent amount of money from the web design. So now that I have a larger community, I'm actually teaching a lot more, hosting a lot more virtual events and live events because I have the funds and I'm in a position to do that. I'm actually taking on less regular web clients. Now I'm taking on VIP development day digital product clients because people are just like seeking me out to do their stuff. And I'm in a different position now. Again, in order for you to do the things that you want to do, sometimes you have to do the things that you have to do. Okay. So I want you to think about for yourself, if you're not sure about where you need to start, really take a good look at all the things that you say that you should be starting, because I'm sure within that list, some of those things you can do later versus things that you really should be putting at your priority for today. One of my first sessions in this Get Unstuck series, I talked about a phrase that I've really created and taken to heart that I try to share with people: phase in your greatness. You may have a lot of things that you say you want to do, but really they're only but maybe one or two things that you should be doing right now. Okay. So just kind of take those words to heart. I hope that I've inspired you to really take a good look at the feel goods, the sound goods versus the real goods, so that you can create your best and power through to your best you online. Okay. So I hope you are enjoying my series on how to get unstuck so your success can stick. The next session in this series is all about, what do you do when you're waiting for them? Them being those people who, for one reason or another, either you need their assistance mentally or physically, or you need them to actually do provide a service to you so that you can move forward. But something's going on and you're waiting and waiting and waiting and feeling like I'm stuck because I've got to wait for all of these other people to help me get these moving parts where they need to be. So what do you do when you're waiting for them? That's the next part in this series. I hope you're enjoying it. More to come. Take care. Bye.